RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Once in a while, they're spot on, and they hit, and this one does. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Your reaction to the win, did yesterday change your thought and change your opinion on the Eagles' chances to win the Super Bowl? It didn't for me. I mean, they still have a chance. I mean, they still have a real chance the way they did before yesterday's game. They're going to be a playoff team. They're going to be the 3 seed, most likely. Could be the 2. We'll unpack that a lot today and tomorrow, but the bottom line is they're going to be in the postseason playing on Wild Card Weekend, and I still think they have a chance because of this defense. But I didn't see anything from the offense yesterday that says, "Oh, now we're revved up."
Ha ha! You ain't seen no ha ha.
Well, because you know what I was hoping for? Because we got a little ha ha's when they played the Raiders and the Commanders. I was hoping like we'd continue that, and instead we did not because we didn't complete a pass or move the football at all in the second half of the game. It's the same Eagles game I've seen 9 times this season: the Rams and the Bucks and the Chargers and the Lions and the Packers and the Cowboys, and they've won 6 of those kind of games. They've lost 3, and the Broncos throw that in there as well. So that's what this team is, and we're going to cross our fingers starting in 2 weeks that it's good enough to win 4 straight games. All right, but before the game, there was a story. Hugh, we had a chance yesterday to catch up with our guy James Seltzer on the pregame show. He called in, and at this moment when we had spoken to James, we hadn't seen the video, which you can go to the WIP social media pages on pretty much all of them and see this. So yesterday, our guy James Seltzer, on the morning show, of course, he was up in Buffalo attending the game and, you know, like, when in Rome, do as the Romans. He did that in Buffalo.
Yeah.
When in Buffalo, jumped through a table. Now, Hugh, you've seen the video now, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so when we spoke to him yesterday, we hadn't seen the video. We kind of gave him his props for like, yeah, you know, you did what everyone else does.
Way to go.
Now that you've seen the video of James Seltzer crashing through the table in Buffalo, what's your thought?
Let me look at it again.
Okay, you want to make sure you got a good view on that one more time. Is that just for your amusement to see it again?
Yeah, because okay. I mean, it was pitiful. I mean, you're talking about a guy who really didn't want to do it,
yeah,
but the pressure was so
great.
Well,
he told us that yesterday. Peer pressure was a powerful thing.
And then he kind of lay it with his knees and kind of fell off. You could tell he really didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
It was half-hearted. If you're going to do it, man, do it. It was a half-hearted effort.
So there's a couple things I thought of as I watched it. One, you could see a head shake right before, like, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And then the other thing he did, which I wouldn't recommend, is he decided to switch directions midair. He decided to, like, go like flip around, and it just ended up with him sliding off the table, and I think probably more injured than he would have been if he just went through it normally.
They made a business decision. You have to commit to those kind of things.
Yeah, you do. I mean, and I don't think he was fully committed to it. He was peer pressured into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of went the way it is.
So is
it definitely hurts more that the table just, like, didn't break.
Oh, yeah. It's not a good look. I think it hurts him more, and it hurts us more as a station.
And there needed to be some give, and he just let the table win. I don't think I've ever seen the table win.
Has anyone heard from James today? Now, James wasn't in with the morning show today. He was off. We spoke to him yesterday. He said his hip was hurting. I asked him if he was going to treat that aspirin or alcohol, and he said beer. So, you know, who knows what he's feeling today. Hopefully, James is all right, and hopefully, you know, he's not a young man. I mean, he's not old, but he's not young. Hopefully that hip's going to be all right, and we'll see James back here soon. But Seltzer took
might be able to get video for our YouTube audience here.
Okay, you let me know when that's ready. Okay, I'm gonna take a phone call here. We'll take a phone call. And then if we can cue up this video.
We do have it.
Oh, we have it right now? All right. Well, for everyone watching on YouTube, and we do recommend, if you're able, you could view the show on YouTube as well as listening on the app or on 94 WIP. But once in a while, we give the YouTube audience a real treat, and we're going to do that right now. So here is the video yesterday of our guy, James Seltzer, you know, crashing, if that's the word we want to use, through a table in the tailgate up in Buffalo.
Through is generous.
Through it for the gram. He's doing it for the gram.
Here we go.
We'll do a countdown. At the end of the song, you got it.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
That sounded painful.
That's tough, man.
I could hear his hip. I could hear his hip bruised as he hit the ground.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. No, that's a lot.
Would you have done that here?
Hell no. I looked at those folks like they were good and damn crazy that asked me to jump through a table. No.
I got to be honest. If I was at a tailgate with everyone up in Buffalo, I probably would do it.
How many drinks you got in you?
What? How many drinks?
Yeah.
It's got to be a few, yeah.
I was going to say at least three or four, if not five. I mean, I'm not going in one or two.
The IPA's got to be flowing.
Yeah, let's not get crazy here.
No, nah, if I go through a table, I'm not driving.
You're getting stretchered.
Oh, yeah, because if I'm a go. Yeah.
Like, I think it's implied the people that go through the table are not driving home.
Some of them do.
You'd like, no.
Well, you shouldn't.
You'd hope not.
Yeah.
No, some of them do, though. They just get ridiculous.
So, you know what it kind of reminds me of? Mm. One time, one of my buddies got hit with an egg somebody threw an egg out of a car.
Okay.
But it didn't break, so it just hit him right in the stomach.
It just hurt?
So, like, I would have to imagine that hurts more because the egg didn't break. It's just like, it's like getting hit with a rock.
Yeah, it probably.
So he just slammed into a hard surface and it did not break.
So my
box of moon pies.
Huh?
I got hit in the face with a box moon of moon pies. Pies. I was at the Mardi Gras, right?
People are throwing moon pies at Mardi Gras?
Man, listen. I've been to the Mardi Gras where people were throwing bags of collard greens. Yeah. They were throwing TV stands. You ever been to Mardi Gras?
No, I mean, we were in New Orleans, but it wasn't Mardi Gras.
It's a wonderful time, man. I was there, and I was a little tipsy. And, you know, I was trying to catch some beads, right? So I was looking one way, and when I turned around, bow, hit me square in the face.
At least it wasn't a mud pie.
Full box.
Full box.
Full box. Bow. It hurt, too. But I was so drunk, it didn't even matter.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you're going to do that, you need to be that way. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We got Brian in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Happy holidays.
Good morning, Brian. What's up?
Hey, look, man, I like to keep it real always, man. You know, I'm a Hurts fan, but obviously Hurts has to clearly improve his game. But I'm gonna offer you this question. You tell me. Do you think Sean Desai or Matt Patricia would be able to do well with this defense the way Vic Fangio has?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. So, because what you're proving to me is that coaching matters, right? Look at the growth of Drake May with Josh McDaniels. And you can't tell me if Kevin Petullo was in that position, Drake May would have taken that step. Because last year he was kind of okay, but no one thought he was going to be this great quarterback. I'm saying to you, the guys like Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, the Ben Johnsons of the world, the coaching matters. And look, I understand that my quarterback, I hate the whole, but he's getting flushed out to the right. I get so sick and tired of seeing that. But if I'm being perfectly honest, when I'm looking at the pass routes, I don't see any imagination, any creativity. It's not like I'm seeing Jalen miss wide open guys. You know, so to me, and this is, you know, they get bounced in the first round. You know, the owner, the general manager, you're going to have to bring in a seasoned offensive coordinator. I would go with someone like a Brian Daboll. This is not a job for someone to learn on the job, all right?
So, Brian, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. The issue with this, and it's not like I'm disagreeing with you, but the big picture issue is all those people you're talking about, typically, they become head coaches. So, like, this is a never-ending problem as long as Sirianni's the head coach, right? If we ever have a good coordinator, which we did with Steichen, and I think we did with Kellen Moore, immediately they're plucked away. So, Brian, they could do what you're saying, and I think a lot of people would say, Brian's right, go get a good offensive mind. But then as soon as that guy has success, someone's going to come pluck him. Like, it's why Ben Johnson's now a head coach and no longer a coordinator. It's why Kyle Shanahan became a head coach. It's why Sean McVay became a head coach. Like, it's hard to keep those people. So it might happen. It might happen. And we might have a great year next year. But then that guy might be plucked away.
But this is where I challenge Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. They both need to grow in terms of how they look at offense and how they scheme. You know, the one thing Dan Orlovsky was talking about on ESPN, he said, you know, you have certain coaches who call plays, but then you have other coaches who call games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just looking at the way the Eagles, you know, attack defenses, it's just sort of, you know, try play here, try play there. And the control for me, because in any experiment, you want to control. They're doing nothing in the run game. And you're tossing the ball to Saquon Barkley, and he's losing 2 or 3 yards. So that's not working. You have all of these, and you made the point, you have all these elite players on the offensive side of the ball. Don't tell me they can't produce. Because you guys pointed out in 2023, under Brian Johnson, I mean, Hurts put up great numbers against Buffalo. All right, so I know he can do this. We saw him do it in the Super Bowl. I don't believe it's an issue that Hurts can't do it. But he does need to be developed. I don't care how old the quarterback is.
No, I agree with that. I think we're past the point, Brian. And good phone call, man. No, I don't think anyone with a straight face thinks Jalen can't do anything. I mean, Jalen's done.
No, he's proven on more than one occasion. Like I'm looking at the game now, and man, he threw some darts.
The issue is consistency.
Yeah.
It's
the adjustments.
Over and over, yeah.
It looks like, and I don't know who this is on. Is it on the quarterback? Is it on the offensive?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coordinator, it's hard to say because I'm looking at both sides of the ball like, hell, Sean McDermott made some miscues yesterday, too. It's just, I'm not saying everybody's a bad coach, but there were some questionable plays made on both sides of the ball, like against Buffalo and from Philadelphia yesterday.
I also think it's fair to point out, I don't like to do this, you know, to start a conversation because it just kind of, to me, it's like an excuse. I think part of yesterday was the weather, too. I mean, we could be real, right? Both passing games struggled.
Yeah, it was the weather.
I mean, there were drops. I mean, both teams. I mean, Brady was talking about this the whole game. How many times did Brady talk about leather gloves yesterday?
Yeah, when they get wet, they get a little.
Well, because he was saying that he doesn't like. He used to make his receivers not wear the tactical gloves, which is what all these receivers apparently like to wear now.
Yeah, because when it gets wet, they get a little slips.
Yeah, right. He said the leather gloves. There's more. It doesn't slip as much, so that's what he would encourage. And he must have said it 10 times yesterday. So clearly, the weather and the rain impacted some drops, some plays that couldn't be held on to that maybe would have been. I think it's fair to say on both sides. Let's go to Josh, who's up on WIP. What's up, Josh?
Oh, yeah. The Sirianni, the situation here, okay? This guy is not taking account of these guys' incentives in their contracts or anything. He has this cavalier attitude. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean.
What are you talking about?
Listen.
Incentives in their contract. What does that mean? What are we talking about?
What that means is, in that contract, they have to have so many touches. to get $200,000 or $50,000, whatever the case may be. But his offense, that he's the only guy that's supposed to control it, is out of control. Okay? I mean, this guy, this guy,
what's up with all the cuss words?
Come on, man. Josh, I'm lost on the incentive point. Like, who cares about their incentives? Who cares?
What I'm saying is, in certain contracts, you have to have so many touches. A wide receiver has to have so many touches, whatever, to get, you know, incentives.
Sure,
I
understand the concept of incentives. Why do I care about their incentives?
Why? Yeah. It's because this guy calling this offense of his is messing around with people's money.
Josh, this is the most expensive offense in the league based on their salary. I'm supposed to worry about an extra $100,000 for a wide receiver? Josh, I got to be real with you, man. I don't give a crap about $100,000 for another receiver. I mean, you got to be kidding.
I don't understand. Like, Josh, what are you saying? Like, he's not throwing the ball because he's trying not to get people incentivized? Is that what you're saying?
No, he doesn't know what to do. That's my problem with this guy. He can't call offensive plays, right? Our defense is going to win this whole thing, the Super Bowl. What is it? What are y'all going to do? Say Sirianni had something to do with it? No, this guy is an idiot.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Like, I understand you're upset, but
I am pissed.
I don't think you get it, Hugh. To be honest,
I get.
I don't think you get it.
These guys have incentives.
Listen, Coach Sirianni's a good coach. Whether or not you like some of the stuff that he's done, he got you to 2 Super Bowls.
He's fine. Yeah.
Potentially,
he didn't get us to nowhere. This guy, he had 2 coordinators that got us there, and Jalen, defensive coordinator, is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Not this buffoon. Y'all guys giving this guy too much credit. He's a clown, for God's sake.
He's the winningest coach in Eagles history.
It's Howie. I mean,
listen.
We're being real.
We're splitting hairs.
I mean, if we're being real, this is a Howie Roseman production.
Well, who's the coach? Who hired him? Howie.
Sure.
Howie. But that was a mistake.
That feels a little strong, Josh.
Okay, Josh. Coach Sirianni. Listen. Has won. He's on the same, 5 seasons winning with a winning record? No, yeah. Wait a minute. Because the first year was like he didn't have a winning record.
He did. He was 9-8.
Okay, so 5 seasons with a winning record.
Yeah. So, I know, but I guess the point is, I mean, most coaches probably could win with this football team. I mean, come on now. He's built a
tight roster. Yeah, no question about it. Yeah. And I mean, you know, you look at Coach Glenn and the roster that he has and the talent that he has, and you can see it, but still. The other example is Vrabel up there in New England.
Yeah, I mean, that's more impressive.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's coaching.
Yeah, well, they were a bad football team last year, and now they're
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying about Coach Sirianni, but he's a good coach. I think he's a good coach.
He's not a coach. He's a glorified, okay, valet. He can get the chips. He can open the door. He can park the cars. But he cannot coach.
I'll tell you what, Josh, this has become the best call of the day, man. Josh, you call again. And that was, I enjoyed that tremendously. He's a glorified valet.
Man, that was strong. Glorified valet feels like it hurts.
Yeah, I mean, it probably hurt.
We covered a lot there.
We did. I mean.
You feel fulfilled?
No.
You feel accomplished?
I don't feel anything.
In fact, I feel more confused than before.
That was funny.
The most amazing part of the last few years of Eagles football is they win virtually every game.
Yeah, but they all suck.
The last year they won the Super Bowl. This year they very well could again. And there is a real thought process in a lot of people's minds that the coach and the quarterback aren't any good.
They have no idea what the hell they're doing.
It's amazing.
I would love to be on a team with a coach and a quarterback like that and go to two Super Bowls and potentially go into a third. Yeah. I would love.
Well, if you were, you'd probably have to be a big part of the reason why. Like, this defense.
I'm just saying, I would love to be on that squad.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. All right, Chris in Middletown is up next. And
did we win yesterday, by the way?
We did. 13-12 over the Bills. Big win.
Yeah.
Probably the best team they've beaten since the Rams, if we're being real about it.
And, you know, some people are with the style points. I'm just winning.
Well, I
kind of fell off into the realm that I thought it would be in, so I feel pretty.
Oh, here we go again.
I'm just saying.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite. I told you so, Douglas. Just glossing over the fact that only reason the Eagles have dominated for 2 years is the defense.
I'm not
has
glossing
been,
over.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You kind of are.
No, I'm not. Because I understand. See, and it's funny.
Here we go.
Because people texted me yesterday. Oh, the defense is alert. You're not.
No, well, it's 2 years in a row.
Yeah, that's not a flex. Because my point, every time they go out there and play well, my point is valid.
It's the opposite of.
No, yeah, it's not. It's valid.
It's totally the opposite.
You pay. Okay. Financially. if we talk strictly cash, money, who did we pay to win these games yesterday? Who did we pay?
The offense. We all know this.
Yeah, you know, the strictly cash thing is Elliott going back to 2022
Eagles. No, but that was offense. The whole premise of my statement. And my premise is that, you know, you pay your offense to go win the game. But unfortunately for us, it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, it's not really. That's not how
it
worked
out. So it's the Mustang that's winning these quarter mile races.
But that means the whole point is negated. The defense is the necessity on this team.
No, it's the necessity, but it's not. It was not the focal point. It was not the tip of the spear.
Again, the problem lies with the word luxury versus necessity.
See, that's what I'm saying. Because you caught on the wrong thing.
You put that out
but my
there.
My take is sound, and it's still living rent-free, and people hear
it's amazing. The fact that we could have back-to-back Super Bowls. Back-to-back Super Bowl titles with the defense leading the way after you said that is the best timing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and it lives rent-free in people's head every day.
Well, because
it's factual.
Well, you do continue to bring it up.
It's not factual.
Listen, every chance I get. Because it's relevant.
Did yesterday when they didn't have a completed pass in the second half made
did
you
not
kind,
bother me.
It didn't make you rethink
did
the take
not,
a little
did not
bit?
Phase me.
Okay.
No.
This
you know what I thought? I was like, wow. Jalen threw some dimes early in that game.
Stop, Hugh.
I mean, he didn't throw dimes early in the game, Joe. I didn't say the whole I said early in the game.
It's a four-quarter game. They play four quarters in pro football.
Again, Joe. He's spinning.
Joe, I'm just saying. For the first quarter.
Listen.
It's like,
I don't want to do it, and I don't plan to today because it's the holiday season, but I could easily find a 2011 Tebow line in a victory that looked like yesterday.
Well, yeah.
I mean, come on. I'm going to do it, but I could find one.
Don't do that.
Push me, I will find one.
Don't do that. We're not comparing Jalen to Tebow.
Yesterday, specifically, I could find a game that was very reminiscent in the Tebow year. I mean, come on, guys. It was a 40% completion.
I was impressed with how he played in the first half.
I actually thought his accuracy in the first half.
He was throwing some dimes.
But again, that's a full game. They play a full game.
Yeah, of course. My opinion changed after he did not complete a pass in the second half.
All right, let's welcome in our next caller here who deserves a congratulations along with his point on the Eagles. Chris from Middletown is our midday show Fantasy Football League champion. He defeated me this weekend. Last night,
he beat me.
I was up going into the Sunday night game, and that became a shootout. And Chris took the crown. Chris, congratulations.
It was easy. I mean, it was like, you know.
I don't know if easy is the word. You were down about 10 entering Sunday night football.
Nah,
it was a game. I mean,
Never in doubt. Okay. Never in doubt.
Never in doubt. You heard.
Never in doubt.
There's nothing you can say.
That's right. From this day forward, for the remainder of the next year, 2026, you'll address me as champ, Joe.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but congratulations.
I like that bit,
thanks.
Though.
Thanks, brother. Yeah. Hey, guys, Hugh.
Yes.
You're up on that hill, man. I just stay up there. I mean, you may as well. I mean, you both bled out all over. I mean, there's no point in moving because the defense is driving the bus right now again. And you know what? Just stay up there because, you know, we're going on the road again. We're going back-to-back. I know it's hard to do, but this team – It runs through the defense. Guys, let's give our props to the Grand Wizard, Vic Fangio. He's pulling all the red strings.
Yeah, like, that's...
Let's look at where...
I don't think that's... That nickname's not going to stick.
Bad word.
That's worse than Clay.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. by far.
What are we doing?
Don't worry about it, Chris. We just you know, we're being childish.
Go ahead.
Don't
even worry about it.
Man, we are this show.
Yeah, brings out the best in people.
It's your fault. I mean,
what do I do?
No, Chris is the one that went.
All right, let me get back on track here. So, Felix Hunt, I mean, he was on the milk carton earlier this year, and like he's rounding back into postseason shape like he did last year. The guy's just on a tear. Jordan Davis, man, huge Jordan Davis. He looks like a new man. I think he's a little motivated. Like he's looking for that long paper at the end of this year.
He's trying to get paid.
He's rolling. The Jalenites. You know what in the world? What happened to you people over this Christmas break and holiday? Like, you come in today, you're all cranked up with the potty mouth and angry. like the mental picture
it's
I'm getting
angst,
of these Jalenites when they call in, it's like somebody who's just like out. The wind's blowing and they're mad at the wind and they're just like out there punching at the air and screaming. Listen, people, just you look pathetic. Relax, just calm down. All right, just relax. Man, I do want to shift gears, and I'm sorry if I'm going to bring the show to a halt here, but I want to bring some seriousness. Little local events that happened in Delaware, and just put my heart out there, guys. We're getting ready to head in the new year, so December 23rd, a gentleman I had the privilege of meeting, Matthew Ty Snook, Delaware State Trooper, lost his life on duty, and I want to send out to everyone prayers, support to his wife, his daughter, his family. Folks, life is not guaranteed. We never know when it's going to come to an end. So look, hold those who you hold dear in your heart. You never know when the end is going to come. And, you know, I just want to give my best to everybody, including you people. Everybody, I want you to have a great, wondrous left rest of this year and a happy new year.
Well,
take
Chris,
care.
Well said, and we're sorry to hear that news, but we appreciate you bringing it to the table and letting everyone know, and we wish his family the best. 215-592-9494. Merrill Reese is going to join us on the other side after the break. We'll talk to him about the win and what the Eagles should do this coming Sunday, because they have a big decision to come here. The Bears lost last night, which means the 2 seed is still at play. We'll get to your phone calls on the game. Do you feel differently about the Eagles' chances to win the Super Bowl after yesterday? Jason Avant in the 12 o'clock hour. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You taking over the music for the day?
Nah, that's all, Kyle.
Welcome back, Midday Show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We will have Jason Avant live with us from 12 to 1 in studio, usually with us on Wednesday, but no show on Wednesday this week. We're here today, we're here tomorrow.
That hurt.
Which Hugh didn't know about, even though the schedule's been out for weeks and weeks. In fact, he blamed me, the fact that we're in for tomorrow.
It's your fault. You should have told me.
You were in the room when the schedule was gone over with us.
No, because I said, all right, Ava said, what y'all want to do? Whatever Joe do. So it's your fault.
Oh, so you said Atlanta's had a bad path.
Yeah, it's
your
fault.
Well, actually, I blame the afternoon show.
Why?
Because they're in tomorrow. So I was.
Oh, so you was following their suit.
Well, I was just going with you, the team, like a team thing.
No,
I
get it. Yeah. I get it. Because we like to all try to be a lockstep. But
yeah.
This is your, well, I blame all y'all, dude. You, Spike, Ike, and what's the other, Fritz? I blame
you know,
all
I
y'all.
Don't know if the morning show's in tomorrow, though. They may have gone rogue.
we should have did.
Yeah,
that.
We aligned with the wrong show,
you
say?
I'm mad at you.
Okay.
For that
we'll
one,
be
though.
Fine. We'll have fun tomorrow. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here as we discuss the Eagles, the victory. You know what I haven't done yet so far today? I have not checked in with our Twitter questions sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Did yesterday change how you feel about the Eagles' Super Bowl chances? Yes or no?
Yes.
Where do you think the voting went?
70% yes.
68% no.
So, because that must mean they were already liking the chances. That
it could be. You're right, because when you ask a question like, did it change?
They probably still thought it.
Right. It depends on where you came into the game to begin with, right? If you were very optimistic, you know, it depends on what you were feeling before the game. It didn't change my opinion, because I think they've had a good chance for a while here with this defense. This defense is playing at a special level, and what they did yesterday to hold Josh Allen and that offense to 12 points in their building pretty awesome. Great day by the defense. Let's talk about it with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, who was on the call yesterday. Merrill, good morning.
Hi, it's a great morning. It's a crummy morning weather-wise, but it's a good feeling to know that the Eagles are now 11-5 and come away from Buffalo with a win.
Yes, a place that it's not easy to win, especially in December.
Not easy to win in Buffalo.
Merrill, let's talk about the driving force yesterday, which was that defense. Merrill, just a dominant effort against one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and a team that scores a lot of points. I'm running out of adjectives to describe how great this defense is. Sometimes it feels when I watch like there's 12 players out there. They just swarm to the ball.
Well, you're right. You are absolutely right. They are that good. They're well choreographed. There's great teamwork. There's leadership. There's a physicality to that defense. They're playing great football. But you know what? Everybody's saying, well, what's wrong with the offense again? They don't play a full game. They have all their points in the first half. Yeah, you guys can't imagine how bad that weather was. Mm. It was icy rain. I think Jalen Hurts really deserves a lot of credit for the fact that the ball wasn't slipping out of his hands. There were no muff fumbles. There were no poor handoffs. There were no interceptions. I think the fact that you didn't lose that game is a real plus, because really, if you look at it, Josh Allen lost the game for the Bills. He really did. He had one fumble that was recovered 40 yards downfield, and that led to the first touchdown, or the only Eagles touchdown. And then later in the game, when they were already in field goal range, which would have made a big difference had they converted it, he went backwards and took a 19-yard sack, because instead of getting rid of the ball, he tried to make something happen. So he lost it. Jalen Hurts didn't make any of those mistakes. And the other thing is, you talk about the fact that he didn't complete the passes in the second half. He didn't pick up the first downs. He had a great shot at Devontae Smith, who went up, made the catch, and then came down, and they said he didn't make a football move. So that was negated. And later, it was a gorgeous pass to A.J. Brown, who would have taken it into the end zone, except that his left arm was being held, and he had to try to make it through the rain with one hand. But it was a perfectly thrown pass.
Merrill, what did you think about the officiating as a whole yesterday? I was pretty annoyed watching a couple of those. You mentioned the play where AJ's arm was hooked. I thought that was clear interference. They did not call it. And then there was one on the opposite side where they called interference on Quinyon Mitchell. And look, there was some contact. I'm not saying he was no contact, but I thought it was a little ticky-tack. I didn't see that as egregious to where they had to call pass interference. I thought it was not a great day for the refs yesterday.
Well, I agree with you on that one. And here's the interesting thing. In calling that play, as they came down and it was right in front of me, I said, and it is incomplete. And then I looked and I said, and there are no flags, because there was nothing being thrown. And then the official who was standing right there took the flag out of his pocket. It's like he said, I guess I should throw this one, but it was very indecisive.
It was indecisive, Merrill, and I didn't think they should throw it there. We're talking to Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, after a 13-12 victory. Merrill, the other part of yesterday that was all eyes were on was the return of Jalen Carter. You missed some games here, the shoulder issues. He had some injections in there to try to get the strength back. And Merrill, I was pleasantly surprised with what he was able to do in just his first game. I thought he was impactful, had the sack, had a quarterback hit, and then. Merrill, I think that's his third blocked kick of the year, which is an enormous amount for anyone, and that. Merrill, I think that play won the game. I mean, if he doesn't block that extra point and the Bills score again, they probably make the next extra point and the Eagles probably lose that game.
Well, you're probably right, but he is a force. And the other thing that I will say is that I was a little bit surprised. I like Sean McDermott. He's a great guy, and I think he's a very, very good coach. But I think he made a big mistake at the end, because I think when you're a coach with a team that has a lot at stake, you have to extend your chance of winning to the nth degree. You have to extend that chance of winning. You can't put that game on a two-point conversion right there, particularly when they had momentum and the Eagles' defense has got to be tired.
Well, that was an interesting call, and they went for it. And I thought Allen missed an open receiver in the back of the end zone that would have won the game. He didn't get it. Eagles win. All right, Merrill, let's spin forward. Typically when the Eagles are faced with decisions, whether to rest or not, they err on the side of caution. They do it in the preseason. They do it in late scenarios in the season, like, you know, let's say last year when Saquon Barkley had a chance at a record, they sat people down. Merrill, this is an interesting one this coming Sunday because they do have a chance at the number two seed. They would need to win. They would need the Bears to lose. They're playing the Lions at home. Merrill, what do you think about the idea of sitting the starters Sunday versus should they play and try their best for the number two seed?
Joe, when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, when they won Super Bowl 52, they had two home games, and they won them each.
Mm-hmm.
When the Eagles went last year, they were a two seed, and then Washington knocked off the one seed. So they ended up with three home games. I think it is very, very important to win this game, assuming, of course, that the Bears don't go ahead and lose anyhow. But I think if they can win this game, and if the Bears lose, and I think that's a real possibility because Detroit is not going to pack it in. That's not Dan Campbell. And plus, they're coming off a bad game against Minnesota with Jared Goff not playing well. I think that Detroit has a good chance to beat the Bears. And for that reason, I think it's imperative for the Eagles to come out. And with their first spring, they'll beat Washington. I'm not so sure they couldn't beat Washington with their backups, but I don't think you want to take that chance. I think you have to take this game and play it to win with your regulars. And if you can, late in the game, take them out once things are secured or once you see that the Bears are way behind the Lions. But I think you want to win this game, and I think it's really important.
Yeah, it's going to be a big decision by Nick Sirianni. And I wouldn't be surprised, Merrill, if your instinct is theirs and they try to win this football game on Sunday against the Commanders. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on as always. Have a great rest of your week. Happy New Year. And we will chat on Sunday before the finale of the regular season on the pregame show.
Absolutely, Joe. Always fun being with you guys. Hugh, have a good afternoon.
Hey, you too, Merrill. Have a good one.
There he goes. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. All right. Hugh, I'm sure we'll spend a lot of time tomorrow on this. We're also going to ask Jason Avant his thought on it. But what's your first instinct here, Hugh, on the decision whether to sit or to play on Sunday? So the scenarios are pretty clear. If the Eagles are the three seed, which is where they are right now, they only can play two teams. They could play the Rams or the 49ers. That's it. One of those two teams has to be the six if the Eagles obviously are the three. If the Eagles can get up to two, which would mean they have to win the game on Sunday against the Commanders, and the Bears have to lose at home to the Lions. If those two things happen, Eagles are the two, which means they play the Green Bay Packers, who are locked into the seventh seed. Hugh Douglas, you're the decision maker. Your first instinct on this Monday.
I'm playing.
On Monday.
I'm playing. This offense needs all the rest.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
As it can get. Defense is playing well. I know you talk about the fact that guys are getting hurt, and you know you're talking about Green Bay and the injuries that they were decimated with late in the season. I know mm-hmm. that's a chance you take, man. But what are we resting for?
Well, to get everybody resting, healthy. Yeah, I mean exactly.
But we're gonna be rusty. We already like our offense is like 21 points is the ceiling.
Well, hold on. Can I ask you a question?
What?
What the hell is gonna be the point of getting the offense reps in Week 18?
Now it's about trying to get the seeds.
I mean, can we?
Are you on the Saquon Barkley if you figure it out, Trey?
Hey, listen.
They're not going to figure anything out on offense.
I never say it figured out.
Well, you're talking about getting reps. Who the hell cares?
You don't think wait a minute. Okay. You don't think they need reps?
What are reps going to do?
What is giving them reps going to do?
It would keep them healthy, you.
Yes.
It's keep them healthy, but the offense still going to look the same.
Yeah, exactly. Their ticket to play.
I'm more concerned of the health on the other
the
side.
The defense.
No, I get what you're saying.
Quinyon twists a knee, Cooper twists a knee, we're in trouble.
We can ill afford
you're right.
to have any of those defensive players hurt.
Well,
but
well,
we can ill afford to have this offense to sputter when it's already sputtered.
So
you talking about giving them some rest and letting them go into a game? With a week's full of rest.
Going out there and playing against the Commanders isn't going to do anything for the offense.
Listen, let me tell you. Well, and you know what? I get what you're saying from the standpoint of, you know, you got hat to the back Coach Quinn talking about, oh, I can't wait to see him again. You know what I mean? That foolishness.
If you want to talk about going out there to be a little petty, maybe we can have a chat. But, like, the risk doesn't outweigh the reward for me. Like,
no, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Their ticket to winning it all is the defense. Yeah. And the defense, by the way, can travel.
Defense does.
The defense can go on the road and win you a game.
We just saw it yesterday. We saw Green Bay, right?
That's exactly right.
This team has done that. So there's a couple things to unpack here. I think the first and biggest thing is how big is the reward, right? So Merrill kind of laid it out. So the reward is the Eagles get the 2 seed. The mm-hmm. reward would be multiple home playoff games, right? They would be at home in the second round, assuming they win the first round game.
Mm-hmm.
The only road game they would have to play would be the NFC Championship game. And that's assuming, again, the 1 seed wins their game. You know, last year, the 1 seed lost their game. So the Eagles got the home title game. So that is a big difference. But I think the other part is the Eagles can, in a way, Hugh, decide who they want to play in the first round, right? If they lose on Sunday, they're locked into the 3 seed.
Yeah,
which
they got
means,
Green Bay, right?
No, that would mean the Rams or the Niners.
Okay, not Rams or Niners. Okay,
Rams or Niners. If the Eagles end up the 3 seed, let's say they sit their starters, then they're going to play the Rams or the Niners. If they win and they get the help they need, the Eagles would play the Green Bay Packers. Now, I think that is a pretty big difference if we're looking at it like just about 2 weeks from now.
I'd rather play the Green Bay Packers the first week out.
I think the Eagles would be about a 5 or 6 point favorite over the Packers. If they play the Rams or the 49ers, they're not that big of a favorite. I mean, it doesn't mean they can't beat those teams, but like they're not.
I'd rather play it.
I think they'd be an underdog to the Rams, and I think they'd be a very small favorite over the 49ers.
All right, but if we're not beating the Rams or the Niners, then what are we even doing?
Well, I mean,
don't we have to beat a team of their caliber anyway?
Sure.
We're talking about going to the Super Bowl. Guys.
I'm talking about the tune-up, though. I need a tune-up.
No.
I need a tune-up.
Tune-up what? Again,
Kyle,
it's been an entire season. This is what the offense is.
I hear you.
They stink.
I hear you. And this is why I do not feel good by letting them rest. Mm-hmm. I understand, like, the whole defensive premise you're talking about, getting them hurt, them mm-hmm. being tired, I get all of that. But what are we going to do?
So they're rusty. They're going to score 10 points instead of 13?
They're going to sit on Sunday.
Man, I don't trust this offense to sit. If they were humming, if they were playing well, I'd be like, yeah.
I do wonder if 2 years ago is going to be part of Nick Sirianni's thinking. The Eagles went into the final game of the season needing the Cowboys to lose to the Commanders. Now, there's a much better chance, let's be fair, that the Lions beat the Bears than that happening 2 years ago. That was a long shot. This is an upset, but not a big one. But you remember what happened, right? The Eagles went to play the Giants the final game of the season needing someone else to lose and them to win to get a better seeding, and that was about the division. AJ Brown hurt his knee and missed the playoff game. I mean, like, if I'm Nick Sirianni, that's a big.
You're talking about that's the year they played Tampa.
The year they played Tampa, yeah. Right? So they tried. They played their guys, at least to start the game. It was a disaster. They end up losing anyway. Jalen dislocated his finger. AJ hurt his knee. And it didn't work out anyway. So, like, if I'm Nick Sirianni, that has to be part of my thinking this week. That I did, 2 years ago, I had this, like, hey, this could happen. I'm going to play for it. And I lost one of my most important players. So we shall see. Well, I imagine they're not going to tell us until the week is towards its conclusion.
However, if there's anything we can take from the line in this game, mm-hmm. it's -7.5. Which to me says
the starters line.
The starters are going to play.
It's a starters
they
line.
They were -5.5 on the road in Washington.
Yeah, it's a starters line.
So
yeah. By the way, the Lions are a 2.5-point underdog in Chicago. So it's a pretty close spread there.
That is close.
So I just did this just to get a sense of the percentage chances, like based on the betting line. So if you parlay Lions money line and Eagles money line on Sunday, that's the path to the two seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's +180. +180 is about 35% chance of happening. So that's kind of the percentage chances that the sports book is telling us that this could end up with a two seed. About 35%. We'll see how the Eagles play it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington, who's up on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
And I knew this show was going to be off the chain. You got God out here catching strays from a mm-hmm. couple of different callers. Mm-hmm.
After a win, nonetheless. Usually that's after a loss. God gets talked about.
Now, Hugh, to prove that I pay attention to what you say, earlier in the show, you said, I watch the games a little bit. So isn't that kind of part of your job to watch the game? I mean, I know what you meant. You meant you looked a little closer than normal.
Uh-huh.
But I just thought it was funny.
No, it is. Like, you know, it is. It's like to watch it. But then I got up and we went, you know, talking to Seth a little bit.
Yeah.
And just watching the defense play, watch it a little bit closer. Just watch certain nuances of the game.
It was just funny the way you said it.
Yeah.
Also, in the very beginning of the show, you brought up the fact that this is the kind of game that used to be played 20 years ago.
Yeah.
This was regular. And I totally agree with you. And I think what happens is we get, over the last 15 or so years, we've gotten spoiled by some amazing quarterback play by dudes around the league. And we're expecting that out of our guy. But we're not going to get that. And Kyle's brought this up multiple times. It's not going to – there's no light switch that's going to come on between now and 2 weeks from now when they play their first playoff game. So I'm just totally okay with this. Look, this defense is awesome. And to keep a guy like Josh Allen down, I mean, what more can you ask for?
That's pretty impressive. That was definitely pretty impressive.
Yeah, and Jeff, to that point on Allen, like – they're not going to see a quarterback the rest of the way, including a potential Super Bowl, that
of
is
his caliber.
That's better than him. Like, you know, this year, obviously, Drake May's having a great season, and maybe he's going to go to the Super Bowl, and Stafford's a great quarterback. But I wouldn't say anyone, except Mahomes, who's obviously not going to the playoffs, is better than Josh Allen. So, like, the fact that they could do that to him, they could do it to anybody.
There's a couple things I love about Jalen. One, he does not panic. The dude just has ice in his veins, and he doesn't get too emotional regardless one way or the other. And the fact that he doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, that's been a theme all year long, except for that one game where I don't know what happened. Somebody jumped into his skin and just, you know, took him over. But other than that, you know, that's the formula. That's what we've been winning by. Great defense and an okay offense. Just give me – I would like to see an offense that, you know, goes, you know, balls to the wall for a whole game. That would be nice.
It would be.
I'm not holding out hope that that's going to happen this year.
No, that ain't about to happen.
And I'm fine with it.
No, it probably isn't. And they have a chance just the way they are. And Jeff, good phone call. We appreciate it. But, every game in the playoffs is going to be the way these other games have been this year. They're going to be very tight, and it's probably going to come down to one play. I mean, the Eagles have won two games this year basically on a blocked kick. I mean, I think yesterday was one on the Jalen Carter blocked extra point. They beat the Rams on the blocked kick. We're probably going to have a playoff game that comes down to a kick, a play, a throw, a catch?
I don't have a problem with that.
No, but we're living on the edge, right?
No, like, I mean, but that's, like, again, that's how it used to be. So I'm okay. Like, I've moved my expectations when it comes to this offense, to this team. But I feel bullish about the fact that they can't make it to the Super Bowl.
You feel better after yesterday?
Yeah. I know that sounds crazy.
Well, I just feel the same. Like, I just feel like the team is capable.
I see a path.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I saw some... There's a lot of, like, even as well as this defense is playing, there's some deficiencies on that side of the ball. Like, I don't like the way the defensive end set the edge.
It's Mr. Nitpicky over here. Let's tell Josh Allen at 12 points.
You mean like Phillips?
No, listen. As a guy who didn't like to play the run, I have a lot of nerve.
You really do.
I have a lot. All time.
Setting the edge. They helped Josh Allen at 12 points.
Hey, listen.
This guy's unbelievable.
The nerve of me.
This guy is off
to complain about the way the defense is playing, and I didn't even want to play the run. But no, there's like the way that they play, they are suspect on the perimeter.
Yeah.
You get a good team that can run the perimeter, they're going to gas this squad. Because a lot of times the ends, when they're closing down, they turn their shoulders and run down the line. You're taught not to – well, you used to be taught not to do that. Because if you keep your shoulders square, and if anything comes back to you, you're in position to make the play. Because if you're knifing down inside there, Joe, like that, and say if it was reverse or something, then, you know, you're caught with your pants down. It was a couple times with Jalen Phillips. He came inside, and he had his shoulders turned. They weren't up the field. They weren't square. They were turned inside, and he got beat to the corner.
Right.
So it's a little bit of that. But outside of that, man, yeah, the defense is playing well.
Well, they're playing great. I mean, they are up to third in the NFL, or down, whatever you want to say. They're third best in the NFL at allowing points per game. I mean, they're allowing less than 19 points per game in a year where they lost half of a Super Bowl defense, half of the best Eagles defense I ever saw walked out the door, and they're still playing at that kind of level. Vic Fangio is among the greatest defensive minds I've ever seen. I mean, this guy's
that's a fact.
This guy's unreal. I mean, it is unreal what they're able to do. It's carrying this football team. And the other side, the offense has a half where you feel great and then a half where you feel like crap. I mean, that's been the whole season. 215-592-9494. That gets you bored. All right, we got a lot to do. Jason Avant will join us in the next hour in studio. We'll take your calls with Jason so you can talk to him as well. We got to get his thoughts on what to do in terms of the starters for the final week of the season and what he thought about after the game and Jalen Hurts' comments about the offense. It's pretty interesting hearing Jalen Hurts when asked about what happened to the offense and how he assessed it and what he thinks the team should do. We'll let Jason unpack that all for us. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.